producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, my wife says now I don't have to cook for her. Actually, Super Don, she probably said it this way. Honey, please don't cook. No, don't do anything.
We'll just order in. It's
right.
All good.
So
it's the thought that counts. Right?
It might be Chipotle after all. Should we worry about E. coli? No. I don't know yet. I haven't decided what to do yet. You people are not helping me. Call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You know, I used to do really well. Years ago, and this goes back to when we were first dating, is I actually had a real walk. I don't know, those were the days where I had legitimate real walk like they have in Asia. Have you ever had a real one? A real walk.
A real walk.
Yeah, W-O-K. I mean, those things were...
A walk. Like you cook in. Yes, I have had a walk before. They're awesome.
Okay. I don't know why they've gone out of favor. But you don't hear about walks so much anymore. Maybe it's just not where we focused our attention. But, I remember learning about how they did it. And you could, you know, the real ones were shaped in such a way where you could cook things simultaneously. Some would cook at the bottom where it's really hot. And others you put up. I just remember those
there
days.
There is actually a technique and a science to it.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking back to those days when I actually, you know, I could do a mean stir fry. Right. I was good. I do know how to cook eggs. I know how to go to the raw restaurant and not cook, just eat. I can make.
All right, but here's the test. What? Here's the test. Are you, I mean, real men here,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to grill a good steak?
Yeah, no, I can do that
okay.
really well.
All right,
yeah.
See, that's a man thing, right? You know, yeah, you got to be able to use the barbecue.
You're like Tim the Tool Man, right? You got to get into that. And for those of vegetarian friends of ours, you can grill. I don't know if it's the same thing grilling a tofu steak, but I remember we warned you against grilling, too. You don't want to char grill. That's the whole thing, but... I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, you can do that once in a while. It won't kill you. That's the kind of thing that I will agree, where people say, well, everything in moderation. I just don't find a way to moderate pesticide-laden, antibiotic-laden foods. That I don't find a way to moderate. I don't think that's moderation. But we'll see. We'll see. I haven't decided what to do yet, but part of me may end up doing that. And, you know, y'all can call me a cat, a heel, whatever you want. It's okay.
Well, you know, speaking of birthday, every once in a while, when you're on Facebook, you ever take a look over in the sidebar where they show what's trending on Facebook?
I think I know what you're talking about. Let me see if I can look at it right now, if there's a trending anything here.
Are you ready
what's
to
trending?
Feel really old?
What's trending?
I just noticed this. Guess who had a birthday yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yesterday, November 21st, it was Goldie Hawn's birthday. Do you know how old Goldie Hawn is now?
She's like in her upper 60s, isn't she?
She turned 70 yesterday.
70. Wow.
Oh, my God.
But Goldie Hawn, you know, she's doing really well. And I think because Goldie's a dancer. It's like my mom at 82, right? I think 81, 82. She's dancing all the time and it's keeping her young. She's just coming back from England today, visiting with her family there and having a great time. So I think dancing does a body good. Even if you can't dance well, dance a lot.
No, dude, yeah. But I mean, 70? I mean, I remember growing up, and I mean, she was a major actress there back in, you know, the 80s. And
she was in some of the funnier films I remember.
Absolutely.
Way back. Yeah.
Well, good for her. Good for her. Yeah. 70 years old.
Well, and what's not so funny, though, is kids in obesity. In the United States, obesity now striking 8-year-olds. 8-year-old obese children. Now, there was always the one-off scenario. You know, when we grew up, there was always a fat. I'm going to say it the way we used to say it. There was always a fat kid, right? Kid that was fat. You can't say that anymore. I don't know. Obese sounds even worse, but it wasn't every kid. It wasn't almost every kid. And it's become such a how do we say, I guess a normal part of aging. And you're talking about aging. You're a kid. You're aging. Well, I mean, you're turning from a little kid to a big kid and then to a big adult. And it's not a genetic epidemic. It's not suddenly, oh, well, all the genes were being selected for fat kids, right, out of the blue. How did this happen? It has to do with what I discovered, you know, 24, 25 years ago about the quality of food that I was eating or the lack thereof. Processed foods, additives in foods, sugar refined foods, now the high fructose corn syrup, etc. There's an article here on Natural News. Let's see, LJ Devon put this one out. Children growing into adolescents that are already, just something you would rarely see. And as I traveled around the world, and I like to refer to my travels not because I always got the travels, like because of the experiences I had and the things I witnessed in terms of the health of the people I saw, and the kids in particular. And I've said this many times: the healthier kids, the healthiest kids, were not vaccinated. The healthiest kids were eating food that was grown basically as it had been grown for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And those that had adopted a Western food set mindset, that had access to fast food, to processed food, to boxed food, that is where we saw I'm talking with my own eyes, the greatest illness, and of course even obesity. Now, I think around the world there are some cultures that celebrate being overweight, right? In some cultures or tribes, they would say, you know, the leader of the tribe, if he was really rotund or she was really rotund, that was considered a sign of, you know, wealth and abundance and good health. But even those folks were obese on healthier foods that they ate to excess. So it's not that I don't ever say eating more calories than you need would not also lead to excess weight gain. But in reality, even those that are eating what they consider to be a reasonable caloric intake diet and still can't lose weight, it is largely because the food that they are eating is putting their body and their body cells on the state of defensive posture. And it's having to tuck it away and pack it away to protect it, protect the body, the cells of the body, from the dangerous additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, heavy metals, plastifiers, you name it. And I guess this article kind of brings some sense into that, and it's calling out the parents who don't know any better, pressuring their kids to spoil their kids, right? Buy sugary processed junk food. You know, if your kids watch the commercials, they demand it. And it's like the doctors who won't refuse patients' demands for antibiotics when it's not appropriate. How many parents are willing to stand up and say, no, you cannot eat that crap? If you want junk food once in a while, I can give you some organic junk food once in a while. But to do those processed, boxy, minerally deficient foods, those that even have added synthetic vitamins that are not really vitamins, not the way to go. Trans fats, hydrogenated oils, low fat, no fat, chemical snot storms. And these kids turn into chemical snot storms until their bodies can no longer get rid of the snot that is stuck in their body because their detox systems have become so weakened because they've been on so many drugs inappropriate to their needs. My kid has a sniffle. Give him an antibiotic. Give her an antibiotic. How much obesity have we seen because of the destruction of the gut ecology, the gut flora? You know, my kids, they're slender not because they don't eat. They eat a lot. It's good, clean, organic food, even some junk food. Yes, I admit. My daughter takes a lot of the browns, she calls them still. That's the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, keeping the gut ecology going well. And if she has, you know, I'll talk about her for a moment. And she says, Dad, I was really gassy at school today. I said, oh, what'd you eat? And I had too many of the things you told me not to eat, right? And so she'll, you know, take some digestive enzymes. She'll take some more probiotics. And, you know, she's better the next day. She recognizes because there's a cause and effect link between food and what the body does, what symptoms manifest. And we do our kids no great benefit by telling them if they have a symptom, they should take a drug instead of changing their diet or doing a supplement like probiotics, things like that. These are teaching moments. These are teaching moments I didn't have as a kid. I'm not griping about it. I actually am embracing it. I'm grateful to my mom. Mom, thanks for feeding me garbage when I was growing up. Why? Because of the things I was able to learn and now can teach. And there's a point where you look back at your suffering, or if you're in the midst of suffering, sometimes you don't know why. At any age, you might go, I just don't know why. I haven't figured this one out yet. But I know from my experience that somebody up there is trying to teach me something. And I may be stubborn in certain areas, and I still got to learn some things. And so those things are there for my benefit, even though they can be brutal and ugly and horrible. And we can have compassion with those who do suffer. And the worst thing you can do to say to them as well at that point is, well, your God's trying to teach you something. Don't say what I'm saying here right now. I'm just sharing my own experiences. Because the last thing somebody wants to hear often in those cases, they just need your compassion, your willingness to listen, your willingness to ease suffering at those times and then help them out of it. If you can help them identify cause and effect in their situation. But we all have blind spots. I just don't want the blind spots to be your kids, who become fat and miserable and unhappy and very ill because you didn't know better about the vaccines. You didn't know better about the antibiotics. You didn't know better about the processed foods. You didn't know better about how good organic or food that you grow yourself, or getting to know local farmers, how good that is. Super Don, I went to a local organic farmer, the guy I met, Luke from France, just yesterday.
No.
And, you know, because I planted some blueberry bushes here. They're not doing well. This was a few months back. And I misread the understanding of the kind of soil that blueberry bushes like. And I went to him. He's like, oh, yeah, this is it. They like the pine bark, the pine needles. They like that breakdown component. So, you know, I'm having to, let's say, dig them up, replant them with the soil that's appropriate to them. And the story here is, what is the soil that is appropriate for your kids? Is it made on Fruit Loops and Cheerios and Captain Crunch? Or is it on organic fruits and vegetables? And if they're animal eaters, good, clean, organic, non-factory farmed animal food. Follow me?
Absolutely.
All right, that's it. There he is, waxing organically on the Robert Scott Bell Show, something I never do, right?
Never, ever.
Never, ever, ever. Hey, when we come back, should we bust another myth? This one's out of Japan. It's not something we haven't done before. Do you think they can handle it one more time?
Let's do it.
All right, cholesterol on tap. It should be on tap. In fact, you need more of it. You want to live long? You want to have full cognitive function in your old age? We got a segment for you next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, who else has birthdays today besides my wife? And
a few people. As a matter of fact,
I'm sure there are some. Who else? Who else?
Well, you got Jamie Lee Curtis. Was born on this on November 22nd.
So there you go. Two people with nice tushies there. Okay,
that's
go ahead.
Right. Rodney Dangerfield shares birthday.
Rodney Dangerfield. He's no longer with us though.
No, he passed away in 2004. Terry Gilliam from Monty Python.
How about that?
Yeah.
No wonder why she's a Python fan.
Stephen Van Zandt, who played with Bruce Springsteen.
Yep, she's a Springsteen fan, too, so that makes sense. All right.
Muriel Hemingway.
Oh, yeah, we've had her on the show. I didn't know that they were... Maybe I knew that. Huh. Well, happy birthday, Muriel Hemingway, too. That's cool.
Absolutely.
All right. There you go. Happy birthday. Anybody's got a birthday today. Let's see. Let's go to Japan. Where the hand is used like a knife. Hi-ya. With a Ginsu. Maybe I should have got her a Ginsu. I bought one of those Ginsus years ago. Did you ever buy a Ginsu?
I think everybody bought a Ginsu at some point.
That was before there was like an infomercial for everything. That was like one of the first big ones.
I love that commercial too.
Yeah.
Right?
It was great.
Cuts through a nail and still slices tomatoes like this.
See, that's where Dan Aykroyd got the great Saturday Night Live commercials that he would do. You know, the
Bass-O-Matic.
Bass-O-Matic, right?
That's
and he throws the bass in there. Those kind of things. Oh, those were the days when infomercials were very few and far between. All right. What is the story here on out of Japan? That's what I want to get to real quick if I can. And it relates to the cholesterol myth. This is all too the cholesterol myth dies hard. It still hasn't died. It should have died long ago. Japanese research is confirming what I've been saying for many years here, that the statins are just an absolute scam. And that guess what? What I've been saying as well is correct. People with high cholesterol live longer. Longer. In fact, it's a normal thing to occur for cholesterol levels to rise as we age. And that's not a bad thing necessarily. In fact, it's a very important thing because our cognitive abilities depend upon high cholesterol because our brains, our nervous system relies upon cholesterol and fat for their function, for their integrity, for the protection from breaking down and being destroyed by so many things. And this is another case in point where the evidence is clear, but the money is much too, how would we say, well, I guess it's clear that the money is more important. That's what's clear about that.
We did some research, and we discovered that we will make lots of money if we get everybody on statins.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing when you look at this again. And this is one of those things where when I'm on the Jerry Doyle Show, it's still a stunning thing for people to hear. The mortality from coronary heart disease in Japan has accounted for just around 7% of all-cause mortality for decades, much lower rate than seen in Western countries. The theory that the lower the cholesterol levels are, the better is completely wrong in the case of Japan. In fact, the exact opposite is true. Higher cholesterol is better for you. Higher cholesterol, in fact, is a negative risk factor for all-cause mortality. What does that mean? I know it's a weird way to say it. But it means that the higher cholesterol is, the lower your risk of all-cause mortality. You will live longer. You will not suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's as likely when your cholesterol levels are higher. And that even includes LDL, which they vilified as the bad cholesterol. HDL, LDL, all of it's good. It's there for a reason, and it's protective. If you're concerned about cardiovascular disease, the concern should be about inflammation, should be about that first segment we just did, about what you eat. The quality of the food you eat. Of course, exercise. Of course, hydration. In Japan, you know another thing that you do in Asia? They understand the beauty of molecular hydrogen. And they utilize it a lot. Ionizing their water, this electrically reduced water, is fantastic. It's a big thing in Asia. That's where it originated. And you can plug into it. In fact, I think there's a big Black Friday deal all week long for the Echo water system, the Echo 9. I think he says 20% off, which he's never done. Paul Barrichello. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, and you can hydrate like never before and bring that molecular hydrogen in. And it will do amazing things, including the binding with the hydroxyl radicals to float them out like water, like water. And when we come back from this break in a moment, we're going to hear from Richard Pan, Senator Richard Pan, a medical doctor, a pediatrician. He's the guy that was responsible for spearheading, championing SB 277. In California, to eliminate the ability to exempt your child based on philosophical religious grounds from vaccination, any or all. And what does he say about water? This is going to shock you. We played it once. I'm going to hear for this hour. If you haven't been on board, you're going to hear it. And Sally O'Cordy will chime in as well. Great comment of the day on a Budwig protocol, too. Stick around.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy, and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we got more vaccine news coming out of the Big Apple. It's unfortunately not a big organic apple because Blomberg and his successor and others seemingly don't understand that your body is your property and should not be mandated to be injected with toxic ingredients that we talked about, this 9-year-old in Texas, a flu shot, now paralyzed and blind. And someone who's been fighting on this issue, a real champion for health freedom here, vaccine freedom, as the freedom from vaccines, Sally Elcordi. She's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sally, what's going on in New York?
Well, this Wednesday, I'm calling for everybody to come to New York City, everybody who wants to help save our children, because attorney Aaron Seary of Seary and Glimstad has taken on this case of five parents who have vaccinated their children according to the schedule, the CDC schedule, which we follow here in New York City. And but they don't want the added flu shot, and they object to the way in which they have been forced to either take it or not be allowed into school. So they have to receive it by before December 31st. And so they don't want it, and they say because it was not lawfully executed, in other words, legislated, that they should not be discriminated against. And so this is the case before us. And so this good lawyer, Aaron Siri, I'm happy he exists, has taken this on pro bono, and people are raising funds, you know, for him.
Sure, to help out with this.
Which is wonderful. Sure.
But Sally, I do understand that it was like a policy shift. There was no legislation that mandated the flu shot be added in this case in New York City. They just kind of policy shifted, and that's what the challenge is here.
Well, you know, it's funny. On October 23rd at the hearing, we all got to make comments. And just so you know, 100% of the people opposed and 100% of the people who wrote letters also opposed. So we have 100% of the constituents who are speaking in opposition. I did make one comment, and somebody got up from the table and walked out of the room when I made it. And I thought, is she doing this because of what I said? I'm the only one who said, you know, I have legislation to ban vaccines 2013, and I've been running around to legislators at all levels of government giving it to them. Have I wasted my time? Should I have been giving it to you, Almighty Health Department? Are you the ones I should have presented that legislation to? It went unanswered, and then on December 11th of 2013, when Dr. Varma addressed a table with as many as 14 voters who would vote that this mandate go through or not, and we were not allowed to speak while he was being questioned, which was a Dr. Varma, he addressed absolutely every issue that I had heard, and I was very attentive at all things, except that one. And I thought, that's interesting. However, he did say something that really, really made me wonder. I mean, beyond the fact that he was giving half-truths, which are lies, he did address another part of this bill, which was any additional vaccine may be required. Now,
wow.
Any additional, right, but that's in the bill. And what he said in response to people's comments in that regard is,
yeah.
Oh, well, we can add any vaccine anytime we want anyway.
Sally, listen to this, Sally. This is the consciousness of the doctors that are promoting this agenda. I mentioned Richard Pan earlier. He was the pediatrician senator from California behind SB 277. Listen to him speaking to his fellow medical association members in California on what is dangerous about vaccines. What's the most dangerous thing in a vaccine?
You know what's the most dangerous substance in the vaccine? Water. More children die of water toxicity than anything else that's in the vaccine.
So evidently, this is the kind of doctors we're dealing with, that they believe water is the most dangerous thing in a vaccine.
Right. Got it. Unless it's fluoride in the vaccine, not just H2O. But yes, of course, he's a farce and a deliberate one at that. Anyway, I want to tell people specifically to come on Wednesday, November 25th, to New York City in Lower Manhattan on the corner of Broadway. The address is 71 Thomas Street. And 9 a.m., dress professionally, and I was told don't bring banners. Now, I know that that was told to me particularly,
right,
because I always have a banner. But, you know, I do a lot of visual work, so not to have the
Well, we push the First Amendment for all it's worth here, and I'm hard-pressed to describe to tell people not to do their First Amendment best. But Wednesday, November 25th, New York City, 71 Thomas Street, 9 a.m., Sally Alcordi on Facebook is the best place to find you?
Yes.
And it's vaccine-free? What is
New York.
It?
Yeah, well, my group is Awake New York.
Awake New York. Check it out,
yeah,
Sally. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate you.
Yeah, God bless you for all the good work you're doing up there. Give the support. When Sally's on it, you know she's doing it, and she needs all the help that these kids need to not be assaulted in this way. Thank you, Sally. Now, we have a comment of the day. Go ahead, Sally, real quick.
One last thing, Robert. Could I ask you to put up, we do have a no flu shot logo, and we'll be passing out stickers for that. If you could put that on your page.
Absolutely. Make sure you send it to us. We'll put it in there, okay?
Thank you so much.
I'll add it to the notes. Thanks, Sally. Take care. Now, we had a comment of the day, and is Ryan with us? Do you have Ryan on? Yeah. Okay. Well, this is.
I am, Robert.
Hey, Ryan, this is fascinating. You sent in a comment, I think, I don't know if it was through the website or Facebook, but very cool. I appreciate what you did here about the Budwig diet. And it's a long one. We can't read it. So I thought better bet was to get you on the air. And you were looking for feedback on the article you wrote. And I think there's nothing I can tell you. It's a fantastic article. I just want people to read it. But what was the basis for you reaching out to us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Ryan?
Oh, I suppose just to get the we're trying to get the message out there, specifically pertaining to the childhood cancer that we've been through ourselves. We've about a year and a half into it with our son now. He was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma just a few days before his first birthday, and luckily we were already pretty well versed in you know natural cancer treatments. And have been successfully employing them ever since, and then it's gone well. We're about out of the woods and that sort of thing. And now we are, I suppose, trying to spread the good word to any family going through the same thing, that there's always something more that you can do for your kid than what you might be presented with in the hospital.
How old was your son when he was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma?
He was just, I think it was 11 days before his first birthday.
Oh, my gosh. And so in your case, you found ways to go. And you mentioned the Budwig diet, and you wrote extensively about it. But how old is your son now?
He's 2.5.
And how is he doing?
He's doing great. He started out with a huge tumor. It was growing out of and in his spinal canal. Explained why he couldn't walk or even crawl up, you know, right about a year old. And then a couple secondary ones and a good deal of metastasis into the bones. Fast forward a year and a half later, all the metastasis is gone. The secondary ones are gone. And the big one is it's about 5% of what it was to start. And it's basically been that size with slight reduction for the past 6 months or so. So the hope is that, you know, it's mostly scar tissue and that sort of thing left now.
Now, Ryan, you know, as holistic as we are here, I don't think anybody would begrudge if you availed yourself of allopathic medicine because it sounds so severe with what you did. In brief, I mean, did you use anything other than testing methodologies just to see how you were progressing, or did you have to do a little of both?
Oh, I mean, we... It was pretty clear pretty early on that we weren't going to have a choice in terms of, you know, whether or not to use allopathic medicine, at least to start. We did end up moving and got a little more choice where we moved, and that was good. But, yeah, we definitely did a few rounds of chemo to start and have since been doing MRIs and that sort of thing to keep an eye on the tumor. And, I guess the message would be that, you know, allopathic or no allopathic, you can only increase your odds by looking at all your options, not just, again, not just what you're given in the hospital.
Well, remember what Han Solo said, never tell me the odds, right? You know now that what you do matters. And if we talk about odds, then it's about being lucky or unlucky. If we can call it luck, I would call it, I don't know what I'd call it this moment, but the grace of God, perhaps, to learn what you've learned and to share what you have learned as well and what you've written in the article about what you've done with your son who is alive and thriving and doing better all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, call it, I mean, I like to think of it as God's medicine, and he put it here for a reason. And, you know, study after study, poured through the studies, all the doctors say there's no data on anything but chemotherapy and radiation, but you can and look up, you know, vitamin C or a lot of this stuff, and, you know, study after study just shows that you're going to do better doing more than less.
Sure.
It's just that's what we're trying to get out there to parents.
Well, the thing is, they're not going to look into eating cottage cheese and flaxseed oil. They're just not going to look. It's just like, no, that couldn't possibly, because we've got high-tech chemo here from World War One. And, of course, a lot of that was revealed in The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, which I'm sure you saw as well.
The first Truth About, or actually I guess it was The Quest for the Cures back then, the first series, yes, actually came out just a couple weeks after he was diagnosed. So we were definitely glued to the television for those 11 days or whatever it was when it first came out, and we've been following the series ever since. It's been a huge help. It got us pointed in a lot of good directions early on.
Well, Ryan, I hope everybody reads the article. We have it linked up in the show notes. Ryan, your last name we pronounce Sternagle.
Hey, good job.
I did it right on the first time. Don't try this at home, kids. I hope that we can talk with you again. I'm very excited about you reaching out and, you know, showing folks that there are better ways, even in devastating circumstances like this with the children that I believe are being born this way due to generational declines in health because of all the things we were ignorant of, as well as our parents. Not making accusations, just acknowledging where we are. We've got to fight our way out, or just crawl our way out, dig our way out. I don't know how to do. Just keep climbing. Ryan, I hope to hear from you again.
Thanks, Robert. And just to make a note, the site is mykidhascancer.com.
Got it. Thanks.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's probably to make up for my who knows what I'll do on the dinner time thing. Probably nothing really good. So
grilled cheese sandwich with a candle in it, yeah.
Right, and the bowling ball shaped tomatoes, right? Get them from the garden. Right. We'll see. Actually, we did get a recommendation from our good friend Shelley. Remember Jake and Shelley and the family?
Absolutely.
He says, "Hey Robert, easy gluten free birthday dinner ideas for you. Organic, of course. Meatloaf or meatballs with barbecue sauce, mashed potatoes, and green beans, or stir fry with rice, steak on a grill." There, that was your recommendation there, Super Don. And a baked potato and a tossed salad and fruit salad for dessert. Good luck. Yeah, I'm going to need it. And in that case, I will take the luck.
Started right now. Right,
right, exactly. There'll be no sitting down on our first day of the week, right? Oh my gosh, the pressure's on. I feel it. I bet I got to go lay down, get under the covers. All right. Well, hey, Super Don, great show today. It was great to have Sally on board, and how cool Ryan was able to. We got a picture of Ryan's son. What an adorable kid. It's right there in the notes. He's eating his Budweig inspired cottage cheese and flax right there. It's great.
That is a picture that honestly, really, if you aren't a parent or haven't had kids, you can't. It's just, it's a whole different experience because every parent has seen that face at one point or another.
Yeah, absolutely adorable. Adorable. Now, speaking of eating, and I guess he's eating his mom's there as well. There's a study that claims men eat more when they are around women. Men eat more when they're around women. You got a picture of not something good. That's not an organic pizza in that picture, I'm sure. And I can only speculate that whenever your appetite is stimulated, your appetite could be many different things. And if you're not going one direction, you might be going another. So it might be that the guy is really interested in the woman and he's not going there. So I'll just eat, right? The appetite's indiscriminate at that point. I'm just going to eat a lot. What do you think? I mean, that's a speculation.
it's one of those interesting studies where I don't know why they did this, but okay. they study this group of guys, and their interpretation of the results is that men are trying to impress women with their ability to indulge in risky overeating and still be attractive.
Right. Well, why don't you just be the Marlboro man and smoke a whole pack at once? I mean, that's it. Risky behavior is a turn on, right?
Risky. But what is, I don't understand, risky overeating?
Yeah.
Is that like a new sport, you know, like X Factor eating
right.
or something, you know?
Risky overeating. Hey, ladies, give us a clue on this. Does it turn you on when your man eats 93% more pizza than he normally eats? When he's around you.
Yeah. Well, they found out that the women in this, because they did men and women in this study, they found out that the women showed no change in their eating habits in the presence of men. So, this is just further, I would say, evidence that men are just dumb.
Yeah. Well, look, we can say that, right? We can't get in trouble for saying that. Right?
I can eat a whole plate of chicken wings. Do I still look sexy?
Yeah. I'll not only eat what I put on the grill, I'll eat the grill too, right? That'll impress her. Come on. Jeez. Oh, my goodness. That is wild. That is really wild. Hey, listen, whatever you're going to eat, take a little extra selenium and chromium and silica, the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And all the links are up in the show notes there at robertscottbell.com. There's a lot of banners there. I don't ask much of you, but I do ask you to say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. If anybody would like to come over and cook dinner, and I'll say I cooked it. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I would eat it, though. But this is me just being right out in the open there. I'm very vulnerable right now. I got to figure out what to do after I go off the air. After I watch some football, maybe. We'll see. I know.
The 49ers are playing the Seahawks today.
Really? So sad for the 49ers. They gave away their whole team now. They're done.
I'm still hanging on to the nostalgia days,
right?
So anyway, before the show's over, happy birthday to your wife, the unbilled producer of this show, for sure.
That's right. She is the unbilled producer. Thanks again to Sally. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Ben on the board. Hang in there, you Minnesotans. Stay warm. Winter hasn't even officially begun. I was going to bum you out. I didn't mean to. Well, take some extra fish oil over the winter. Find some sunlight. When you find it, get in it, and you'll be okay. You'll make it through. In the meantime, we'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow. It is Thanksgiving holiday week. We've got a lot of great things we'll tell you this week, and a very new feature coming up on Friday where we detox. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.